I honestly can't remember what I said to him first. It was something, you know, just breaking the ice. How you going? What are you doing here? And I got around to that finally when I said, what are you doing here? And he said, I've been to the doctor in that Wilshire Medical Building, and he said, the doctor tells me that there's something wrong with me. He said, he thinks I'm coming down with pneumonia or something. He said, I'm all hot, I feel bad. And I said, oh, well, that's not so bad. I said, can't you get into the hospital? He said, yeah, but the cops brought me here because I was going to kill myself. I said, what? Going to kill yourself just because you think you're sick? He said, yeah. He said, but my girlfriend broke up with me here a couple of days ago, and he says, and now I'm sick, and he says, I feel pretty lonesome here. I feel pretty bad. He says, I guess it was foolish of me trying to commit suicide. And the guy poured his heart out to me. I sat there and got the whole story, which it turned out I was pretty good at, you know, because, like I mentioned, I seldom went for the reporter when I was with the record. And so I got all this dope, and he finally told me his name, and he was a window dresser, the head window dresser for the Bullock's Department Store, which at that time was the big store in Los Angeles. And I said, well, I'm sorry to hear that you were gonna end your life. And he says, yeah. I says, it sounds foolish now. And so we talked a little more, and he gave me the gal's name and where she worked. So I finally said to him, well, I'm a reporter with the Post Record. And I wonder, would you mind if I get a picture of you? Would you mind? I got your story. And he had told me earlier that the facts were there. And I said, well, you're not ashamed of what you told me then. And he said, no. And I said, well, would you mind if I just made a headshot of you? I said, I got a picture of you coming out of the elevator with the cop holding your arm. And I said, I'd rather not give him that picture. I'd rather just get a nice shot of you, a portrait. And he said, no, that's all right. I said, well, comb your hair a little bit, and I'll get my camera. So I got my camera, and the guy took himself all up there and made a picture of him.